This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Veritek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Episode 182, it is like sort of like one of those emergency editions. Alex Bregman signs with the Red Sox, reportedly 3-year, $120 million with opt-outs, I think after year one and two. And it's a massive AAV, and we want to talk about it. So John Senecal, Brian Shackman here, of course. John, you know, I'm a Sox fan, and I'm also a baseball fan, and we haven't pre-interviewed or anything on this, so just give me your hot take, and then I'll give you mine.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, when pitchers and catchers show up at the spring training, how fast other players want to sign contracts, right, Brian?
Right.
Turned around pretty quick. But, I look at this almost like I look at the Juan Soto, except, you know, he has opt-outs, obviously, Bregman. He's chasing the money, you know. I mean, he had longer contract offers from the Cubs and the Tigers. And obviously, all along, early on, the Astros offered him a longer contract with less AAV. So it looks to me like he's chasing the money, to me. But, you know, he's betting on himself. He's going to be 31 years old at the end of March. And, you know, if he plays out this contract with the Sox, he'll be going into his age 35 season to be a free agent. And we all know that that's down the way back end of 3 years now. And he might not actually really get much of a contract. So either way, it's a win-win for Alex Bregman.
I mean, how can it not be? I mean, you talk about how players, they want to scramble when spring training starts. How about the team? I think this is the Red Sox blinking. I mean, if it's true that no other offer averaged within $10 million a year, and they might have had longer durations, but still, it shows you a little desperation on the Red Sox part, and it doesn't necessarily fit in smoothly with the lineup in the sense that he's going to move to second base, and you're going to be paying $40 million. $40 million. For a second baseman. And so you have kind of...
Yeah,
go ahead.
And it's on his terms to leave if he wants to leave, right? So you could be on the hook for $120 million, guaranteed. I'm scratching my head still on this, Brian, because, you know, you got a guy who plays gold glove caliber third base, and then you have a guy who's not a good third baseman, and now you're going to move this guy over to second. I don't know. I'm still scratching my head, and I think the Red Sox might not be done moving players here to make something work, but I don't know. I don't see spending $40 million on a guy and throwing him at second base just so you can make your third baseman happy.
You know, it's kind of funny because a lot of people would argue that Trevor Story probably should be at second base too. You know, it's like they have three people that aren't really at their natural positions necessarily, although Trevor does fine at short, but he had that arm issue. And so, I mean, Devers, I think Devers is going to go down, and I want to talk more about Bregman, but I think Devers will go down as one of the more overrated players in the Red Sox sort of history. Number one, because he is kind of a liability on defense. And number two, he brings nothing to the table leadership wise, right? So he basically, all he is a hitter and a fan favorite. And to me, that's not worth the couple hundred million dollars that you gave him. But and now that if he demands to stay at third and not go to first or DH, then, you know, it is a massive problem. But what I will say, and so I think Bregman's worth the money? No, I don't. And do I remember when Adrian Beltre, who also had Boris, did a similar deal, and Beltre had a year that he was on that team, and I loved him, and I was actually quite devastated when they didn't re-sign him. I thought they really should have done it, and turns out I was right, because he went on to have several good years after he left Boston. But honestly, if Tristan Casas can play up to his potential, and you have Bregman at second, and you have Story, if he stays healthy, at short, and Devers at third, at least offensively, you have a really good infield, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned health, right? And the Red Sox still have a lot of questions, right? Because if you go down their lineup and say this is how they project, right? And you have Duran would lead off and he plays left field, right? But Duran is also a player that, coming off an all-star season, he's a question mark because you don't know if he's actually going to keep performing at the level that he did because he hasn't been in the league that long. You put Bregman at second, bat him second in front of Devers, who's playing third. Those guys are probably your most rock-solid batters in your whole lineup. If you come in with Trevor Story playing shortstop at batting fourth, that's a big question mark, too. Can he stay healthy? Again, now you follow him with Casas at first base. Can he stay healthy? Can he stay on the field? And will he do what he did 2 years ago? Then you go Abreu in right field and maybe Roman Anthony. Abreu coming off a great rookie year. Can he perform? Can Roman Anthony stay? DH Yoshida, you know, who knows with him? They might want to move him. Connor Wong at catcher. Great player. He's just going to stick because he's a catcher, right? He stays on the field. It's all he really has to do is stay on the field. And then you got Rafaela in center field. And honestly, he's probably more of a utility player if you could move him around. But still a lot of questions, in my opinion, in that lineup, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's true. I mean, it doesn't make them a World Series contender, but I think that they're a better team than they were a year ago. And
oh, absolutely.
So, and whether Bregman reuniting with Cora, of course, you know, whether that makes a difference, I don't know. But I think that he'll be motivated. I think the bottom line is, despite the $40 million a year, if he has a good year, he might be able to get, I don't know, five for 150 or whatever, you know, and I don't know if that's what's what motivates
him. I don't know. I question his age, Brian. I really question his age. And, you know, Major League Baseball they're trending so much younger now. I don't see a Major League Baseball team that a guy is going to be going into his 32-year-old season after this year giving him, after what he went through this season, unless he absolutely rakes a big contract. So honestly, I feel like he's going to be sticking around in Boston as long as he doesn't get booed out of town.
Interesting. So you think he'll do the 3 years?
I mean, why not? I mean, you got to remember, Alex Bregman is not a player that's been in the league for 6 years and is coming on to his first free agency. The Astros locked him up and bought out a lot of his years, and he's coming off his really his first big contract with the Astros. So he's been in the league almost 10 years now. And so, you know, he comes off of this contract with the Red Sox, he'll be going into his 14th year in Major League Baseball. Yeah. That's a pretty darn good career.
Yeah. You know, you're right. So, you know, maybe they just, do you think because he gets an AAV of 40, and you're so right, because he's probably not going to get a bigger contract after, and they must have just realized no one was going to give him 5 years. And so, but I don't understand why the Red Sox had overpay. And this is the other issue I want to get into before we close it up, because this is a quick addition, is that does this mean, if it's true that they're paying $10 million more a year for this guy, does that mean that the Boris played them? Or does it mean the Red Sox actually have to overpay right now to get someone to come?
Oh boy, that is really a good question, Brian. I you know, with the way Boris has been dealing with him and Alonso, and you know, just in the last couple of years of Boris, you know, with teams, I feel like he's kind of losing his polish a little bit. And the deals are just getting stranger and stranger with all the opt-outs and deferred money. I do think the Red Sox got a little desperate and overpaid. But again, it's like I still see them moving somebody. I don't see how this is a logical fit, keeping him at second base.
So you think they're not going to trade Devers? I mean, what are they going
to
do?
No. I think they would try to move Yoshida and one of their rookies stars.
For what though?
They could get bullpen. They could get another a pitcher. I just don't see how they're going to take a player that's better than the player they have and keep him at second base. Plus, they have don't they have that younger player? Was it Campbell that can play second base that they're looking at coming up to?
I mean, finding decent second baseman, I don't think is that difficult in baseball. I mean, I feel like it's one of the easier positions to fill, to be honest with you. But
I mean, it's not a bad deal no matter what for the Red Sox, because they're going to get a player who's familiar with the coach, who have a good relationship. He's hitting in a park that's basically the same as the park he's been hitting in for his whole career.
Yeah.
You know, not much different. Wall's a little bit higher, but it's also a little bit shorter distance. It's pretty much the same park. You know, they say he plays good at Fenway, but he's only played 21 games there. So, you know,
John Senecal, Brian. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, reset here. We're episode 182 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. John Senecal, Brian Shackman. My last comment here, and you can say what you want to close here, is that if it's true, some of the reports are that up to $30 million could be deferred. That means the Red Sox are officially into this deferred money culture. And I think it's a dangerous, slippery slope. I don't even know. Do the Yankees have any of this? Are they all cash up front?
I mean, everybody's got some deferred money somewhere. I don't think people are going as crazy, you know, obviously if the Dodgers did. But there's deferred money all over baseball. But I think they just keep their stuff very hush-hush, you know. I mean, look what happened with that Garrett Cole contract. He was going to leave, and then he just basically decided he was going to stay and not push the envelope. They keep things in-house a lot, I feel like, so.
I don't know how they're able to do that. I mean, I don't know.
It's a slippery slope with the deferred money, but, I mean, if you're going to get Alex Bregman for 3 years and $120 million, I mean, that's really not that bad because the Red Sox aren't on the hook for a long contract, you know, and you can get 3 years out of him around with that good rookie core coming up. He's a good guy to have around. Say what you want about him.
So you like it. Net, you're positive. Net, you think it's a good deal for the Sox.
Oh, absolutely. If the Yankees would assign him to play third base, I'd be happy as a clam.
For that amount.
That contract, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't mind it, but that comes very close to what Judge is making, right? And then he starts talking about those comparisons.
No, that's good to know. I mean, I'm sort of torn. I think it speaks volumes that they had to overpay to get him. It speaks volumes that they're deferring money. It speaks volumes that they have a bit of a dysfunctional positional situation. But does it make the team better net? Yeah, it does. I mean, is Alex Bregman in that clubhouse going to be good? Especially when, you know, Devers is not a leader. I think that will be good. I'm a little bit shocked at the number. That's ultimately my take on the overall thing. John, thanks for hopping on and getting a quick episode in. John Senecal, Brian Shackman, you've been listening to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
Just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.